Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 30th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 2.5 cents at 446 and three quarters, July wheat down 5.25 cents at 603 and a quarter, and July beans down 19 cents at 1163. The meal was down 240 at 351.90. The bean oil was down another 136 ticks at 43.01. We just didn't have any good news out here. The outside markets, the dollar's up 64 ticks. Crude oil is down 70 cents a barrel. The S&P is down 52 points. The Dow Jones down 432 points. The bonds are down 2/3 of a basis point. Silver's down over a dollar an ounce. Gold's down 55 bucks an ounce, and Bitcoin down 2,700 a coin. So it's just been a tough day everywhere. I think, the bean oil was weighed down with this deliveries at 2,100 contracts. But as they say, you buy heavy deliveries on first notice day, particularly when you're on lows, which we certainly are out here. I'm hoping we can bounce back tomorrow. The bean deliveries at 533 were high, and the wheat was 451. I think everything just kind of ganged up on the grains here today to push them lower. They did not settle the strike, from what I could see, in Argentina. You've got this labor strike. I saw that it went into the second day here today. Now, whether it got settled later in the day, I don't know. But, the meal only closed down 240. Considering the oil was down 136, it wasn't all that bad, but we were $8 off the highs. The crop progress reports, they weren't quite as bearish as everybody thought they would be, but they were still pretty bearish when you've got corn 5%, 5 percentage points over their five-year average, beans 8 over the average, 15 over the average in spring wheat. Just nothing particularly friendly out here. And then you add to it the outside markets, and we're just down. I'm hoping we can see some kind of a rebound tomorrow. Funds are still heavily short. I've got them short 226 in the corn, 42 in the wheat, 142 in the beans. Meal, they're long 25,000, but the oil, they're short 75,000 contracts of oil now. So, the next big report is a week from Friday when we get the WASD. We'll get the Fed open market tomorrow. I don't think that'll have much impact on the grains. They should leave interest rates steady. So we'll see where we go, but just a tough day out here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.